British voices have joined the chorus of outrage since confirmation that Saudi Arabia had followed through with the execution order it had issued for prominent Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. The official response from the UK government has expectedly been muted, with a Foreign Office spokesperson saying the UK was opposed to the death penalty in all circumstances. Labour's Shadow Foreign Secretary Hilary Benn said Saudi Arabia was profoundly wrong to execute Nimr al-Nimr.
There's been widespread condemnation across Britain's political divide regarding the decision of Saudi Arabia to execute Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. But for those supporters of the cleric, they argue that it's Britain's reluctance to exert political pressure on its ally Saudi Arabia, and of course its refusal to block the execution of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, that ultimately cost the cleric his life.
Afrin Rizvi was part of the campaign to free Sheikh Nimr and says the international community has blood on its hands.
We asked politely for the UK government to intervene. We demonstrated since July 2012 to call a halt to the execution, and this wasn't done. So I think not only is Saudi Arabia responsible, but our UK government that failed to intervene and that has allowed innocent individuals to be incarcerated.
As the Saudis attempt to justify their actions amidst international scrutiny, the fate of Ali Mohammed al-Nimr, who was arrested at age 17, remains uncertain.
He has been mistreated, he has been tortured in prison, and we need to respect the fact that he was just a child when he was arrested. Now, he has also been told that he will be crucified and executed. I think it's time that we all collectively get our MPs in Britain involved to ensure that the same thing does not happen to Ali Mohammed al-Nimr.
Saudi Arabia's rights record is now in the spotlight.
Whether Ali's life is actually spared or not, the issue remains that there are 30,000 political prisoners within Saudi jails, and the campaign is not about one individual. Even Sheikh Nimr never said it was that he's the one that needs to be campaigned about.
The execution of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr may have had the opposite effect that the regime that executed him might have hoped. In death, his ideas may well have found an international audience. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.